大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, and I am very, very happy to put on my movie critic hat today.
影评人啊、
mm-hmm.
因为今天我们要跟大家聊聊、在春节档期在国内特别特别受欢迎的一部电影，你好李焕英。
Or the English title, Hi Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Why do you use this?
Well, that's from, if you're from New York,、yeah. Okay, Hi, Mom.
You just said a very comedy效果, a very comics 的一个口音啊。这个电影它就是一个喜剧，但是你看着看着哭得不行。
Right, right. So this is actually the kind of movie I really like.It touches you both ways.
Yeah, this one certainly does 笑中带泪 but it touches you both ways.
So it makes you laugh, it makes you cry.
最主要它 touch 你啊，让你很感动啊。
Right.
我看一个广告和亲情有关我都会哭更不要说一个 feature length movie
right,
一个电影啊
yeah, No chance You wouldn't make it 10 minutes
觉得也很高兴就是说在春节档 Really was a surprising box office hit、
right.
因为春节档我们都有第三部 Chinatown Detective、
right.
要么就纯搞笑要么就是动作片啊什么 But this、right. one is really It's about a family It's、about a mother-daughter relationship
Yeah, I meanNot to get too off topic here, but it is funny how in Hollywood, the same thing happens all the time when they say, oh, it was a surprise box office hit、when it wasn't Transformers 20 or, you know, Fast and the Furious 100.
是，所以票房很好的一个电影，我们可以叫它是 box office hit.、但是如果你没有想到的一个黑马，我们就可以说是一个 surprise box office hit.
Right.
是吧？所以英文不用 black horse 来形容这个。
No, I mean, we often talk about black swans as being that sort of unexpected.
Right.
But we don't really use that for movies. It's always just a surprising hit.
Okay.IP 版权的问题啊，所以我和 Adam 还没有看到，但是我们有看 trailer， 就是预告片
，right，
三分钟的 trailer， and it,
really, and it was enough，
对，就你
those tears flowing，
又会笑又会哭，最主要是感觉很真实嘛 ，really you can relate to it， 我们人人都有父母，然后你会看到说，哦，对，我的妈妈她不只是我的妈妈，她是她自己，她有她的青春，她有她的梦想。
Right, right. So one really important phrase we can say here is she is not just my mom, we can say, she is also her own person.
So 她也是她自己就可以用 she's her own person.
Right, so really important. Not she is she own person, her own person. I am my own person. Jenny is her own person.
Right.好，这部电影我想我们很多的听众朋友已经看过了、它的这个 整个的 plot 故事或者 premise 这个情节是贾玲演的这个女儿她穿越回到妈妈年轻的时候、
okay.
It became 闺蜜这里两个中文词两个概念很多听众一直问我们就是穿越怎么说闺蜜怎么说
Okay, so、let's start with time travel
穿越
Right, but time travel for us is a nounSo it's like a concept. So if you want to talk about the action or the verb, it's always travels through time. But a much simpler, much better way is just to say go back in time.
Go back in time. So this movie, we can say 贾玲 went back in time.
Right.
To her mother's youth.
Right, right, right.
回到妈妈年轻的时候 and became her mother's 闺蜜
So it's a BFF or bestie.
Bestie.
Right.
BFF 就是 best friends forever.
Right. Although I'm guessing that in her mama's time of youth, neither of those phrases existed.
对好像那时候闺蜜也是很新的词啊。你刚刚说 time travel.
Yes.
时光穿梭是吧它是一个名词。
Yeah.
因为有很多电影啊电视或者小说都是这种穿越 genre 这个类型嘛
right, right.
So we can call them it's a time travel movie It's、
right.
a time travel story
Right, so this past year、when Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet came out、a lot of people mistakenly said that this was a time travel movie It's not They don't travel、It's related to time but it's not time travel、like、one of my favorite movies of all time which is called Back to the Future
Oh, Michael J. Fox
Michael J. Fox, yeah
是很经典的一个、美国电影啊 Back to the future,、
right.
回到未来、
yeah.
其实这故事有点像，因为他也是 went back in time where his parents were teenagers or in their 20s、
yes. yeah.
是吧
Yeah, he went back to、high school there, so he became friends with his dad、became friends with his mom.
Yeah,
yeah it's just such a great、movie and a great series as well.
在准备节目的时候跟 Adam 介绍了一下谁是贾玲、然后谁是李焕英、李焕英是他妈妈真实的名字、
right.
But very sadly, her mom passed away I think when she was 19 So really didn't get to see how successful and popular she became、
right.
in China 这个电影的女主角就是回到过去 time travel back to become her mother's besties、这个女主角她是中国现在当红的喜剧女演员剧演员我们可以怎么说
Well, we can say female comedian、or a comedian
And they do comedy 她们演喜剧、She's also very famous for her skits, 就是很多小品以前春晚啊。And I actually reading about this movie and her life and career, I found out she actually started as a cross-talker 吗
Cross-talker.
相声演员。
Right.
是好像中央戏剧学院第一届招那个喜剧班然后相声、
oh.
And her teacher 她是 disciple of 冯巩 So kind to her like a second father、
oh.
yeah. 然后这个电影贾玲她不仅里面演、So she acted in the movie 这个电影还是她编剧她写的还是她导演的、And she also produced it
Okay, so a couple great words there One is all movies have a director
对导演啊那、director 是名词动词如果说我们他导演了就
Common is the movie was directed by her
那么编剧
That would be the screenwriter
Oh, screenwriter,、对不对所以我们经常会看到说 This movie was written by
Yeah, so we wouldn't say screenwritten But when we talk about the noun It's always screenwriter
编制制作就是Produced.
Okay.
Yeah. 我们再回到这个电影之前说的啊，又有很多笑声，但又有很多的眼泪。So it touches you both ways. It makes you laugh and it makes you cry. 那当我们在形容电影啊或者电视剧那种真的让你哭催泪弹的时候，英语里面会用到一个说法叫做
tear jerker.
Oh, a tear jerker.就是 it makes you cry,、right? It brings
tears. Jerk means to pull, so it's pulling the tears out of your eyes.
诶那很多亲情片都是 tear jerker,
yes.
对吧亲情
I mean, I guess I would just say family or relatives, but we don't have that concept of a movie. It would just be a drama, some kind of drama about family.、But it's not like、if you were to look on Wikipedia for different genres, you know?
对
Horror movies. Usually when we say family movies in English, what we mean is it's a movie that the whole family
can,
they can watch.、
就不是那种有年龄限制的对吧
Right, right. So it's got, you know, it'll be funny and the kids can laugh, but there'll be enough like parent jokes, adult jokes in there that mom and dad will enjoy it too.
Right, 就像很多 Disney 和 Pixar movies.
Right, those are
right?
family movies.
They're family movies. 好的那我们这一部电影呢 I think it's a pretty, yeah, say family movie.
I really want to see it now.
是 I think my kids, they can see it and they will be able to understand and relate to it.
Okay.
And it's a movie that was made in honor of 贾玲's mom.、Right?
Sure, sure, sure.
所以当你做一件事情 in honor of someone 的时候 honor, H-O-N-O-R 是。一种荣耀一种 deep respect
right, right, right Or Jenny, you could follow the Canadian way Which is H-O-N-O-U-R Australia, I believe, is the same, mate
British
Yeah, right, so Britain, mate But there's another word that we can use here too Which we have used a lot here at Open Language And that is homage Okay, so we better spell it first H-O-M-A-G-E
这不是 homage 吗
Oh, there's so many ways to pronounce this word. So we can say homage,、homage. Canadians tend to say homage.
Yeah. 我觉得很多美国 especially when you see actors or directors talk about their movies, 他们经常会用 oh, this movie is a homage、
right.
to 一个很伟大的导演啊
right,
或者一个什么 subject matter.
Sure, sure, sure.
所以我们这里可以说 this movie is an homage to her mom.
Yes.
向妈妈致敬的啊。好，那所有的父母，你说可怜天下父母心啊，爸爸妈妈为我们牺牲了很多很多很多 to the point where really, I think a lot of kids, myself included,、mm-hmm.Until you yourself have kids,、mm. you really just see your parents as parents. I don't think I really related a lot or tried to understand、
right.
my parents as their own people.、
Mm. Yeah, so I don't want to argue with that too much, Jenny. I don't have kids, but I also...do see my parents as their own people、mm. in a way that I did not before. So I'm sure having kids helps...But I think it has more to do with the amount of candles on our birthday cakes.
对对对，就随着年龄的增长 as you mature,、mm. right, you understand things and people on a different level.
Right, right. Now, I'm not trying to say that parents do not make huge sacrifices.
Oh, sacrifice 这个词一定要看一下啊，就是牺牲。
Mm.
那说比如父母爸爸妈妈为我们牺牲很多，就可以说 they make...A lot.
Yeah, of sacrifices, or they sacrificed a lot.
是、yeah. 是。对，比如因为我现在我两个孩子还比较小嘛，
嗯、
所以我跟他们如果我说哦、oh, ，we're making a lot of sacrifices for you guys， 他们就，就我觉得是很模糊的，对他们来说，啊、
right.
什么是 sacrifice 的这个概念
？Right.
但是我自己还很记得，就是我小时候我爸爸妈妈特别我妈妈会一直说你一定要好好学习因为爸爸妈妈为你牺牲很多、
mm. yeah.
So I grew up with this concept, right? And I could really see it, like speaking of my own mom.
Right.
我妈妈以前是在医院工作的所以她工作非常的忙而且她工作地方很远她每天下了班要挤一个多小时的公交车回来赶快回来给我做饭、
mm.
然后晚上吃了饭要检查我的作业 and give me extra homework.
Wow.
就很多很多 sacrifice. 但是你小的时候很多 especially when she made me do extra homework,、
Ugh.
有时候会说哦我为什么还要多做我已经都做好了或我成绩已经不错了。
Mm.
但是现在就觉得、妈妈都是为我。
For your best, for your good, for your own good.
其实除了 sacrifice 啊我觉得还有一个以 S 开头的字也是形容父母的这种牺牲
Yes, one other one that comes to mind especially thinking about my parents is selfless、
所以 self 是自己嘛、
right.
对不对那后面我们加这个 L-E-S-S less
No self
No self、
yeah.
就是和牺牲一样
Right, they're sacrificing themselves in a sense, right?
Right.
They, you know, what is yourself? Well, it is the things that you do and the things that you enjoy. And if you are a parent, give up a lot of those things.
对 So we can say parents are selfless.
Right.
Or they have selfless love for their...
Right. Now, of course, other people can be selfless too. A teacher can be selfless. A doctor can be selfless. So they just put other people first.
对，当然提到亲情，提到父母啊，咱们一定要说说对中国人来说最核心的一个概念，就是我们要孝顺父母，
oh.
我们长大要报答父母。
Okay, so this is that time of the day when I need to remember how to pronounce that word.
Filial
piety,
是吧？Really, filial piety 就是你查词典的话啊，孝顺。他会告诉你英语这样说、
嗯、
这个情感是 universal 全世界共通的但是不是每一种语言都有像中文那么 neat 的方法表达出来
It's very neat Yeah, that's a good way to put it
因为英文你跟一个人说 filial piety 会对他很陌生、
huh? yeah.
但是如果你跟他说 You know, you love your parents
Love your parents Yeah, they'll be like, of course I do Yeah, of course Of course you have to do that
So you say like filial piety、
mm.
In daily speech, really doesn't come up.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
对，如果要说我们要孝顺父母，用很口语的方法。
I already said it. Just love your parents, or cherish your parents, or
yeah,
respect
yeah.
your parents. Take care of your parents, right? So again, you use the perfect word, neat. When you can wrap all those up in a nice neat.
对中文，你看这么多的 love, respect, take care, cherish,
right?
都是孝顺、
mm.
是吧 ？Hi mom, 这个电影它的海报上面，它是有点玩文字游戏，
mm.
就是用一个谐音啊，其实是一样的发音。它写的是欢笑的笑，我们要孝顺父母。Mm.
Right, right. So this one is probably going to puzzle the translators a little bit.、
Yeah.
I don't know. Laugh well.
Make your parents laugh.
Make your parents laugh? Or shouldn't you be the one laughing?
No, but make your parents laugh, make them happy is a very important way to 孝顺他们了
okay,
是不是 to respect them. 对 I want to make my parents laugh.
Right.
现在我觉得 我能带给我爸爸妈妈很多的 laughter 就是每个礼拜视频看我两个小孩就在瞎搞做乱七八糟的事情我爸爸妈妈就真的很开心
Okay, okay.
Yeah. 但我还要问你一个也可能有点难翻译的就是报答、这个、
You have to pay them back?
Yeah, I guess that would be the closest even though it doesn't 也没有报答那么 neat
The neat, yeah, I think we really should have run with this neat idea earlier I mean, of course, a lot of people have kids so that the kids can take care of them when they're old、but that's not the only reason people have kids it's not like I'm going to it's not like buying stocks or something
对因为你讲 pay them back 就用 pay 嘛就是好像只有金钱、是吧他为你是花了很多钱我要报答他 pay them back、但这里我们的报答 it's so much more about that It's mostly driven by your love, emotional side.
I'm going to stick with dividends. Pay dividends. Or pay off, which is another good way to say it. It pays off in the end.
都是 pay 啊
Yeah, of course.
How about just you need to love them back?
Love them back, okay. You get, well, we've said before on this show, in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Or vice versa.
好那我们今天节目的最后呢 I want to quote...two lines from this movie and these two lines have been quoted a lot 谈到这部电影的时候啊都会引用这两句台词就是贾玲 travel back in time、和她妈妈闺蜜的时候她妈妈就跟她说哎呀我以后啊要生个女儿我未来的女儿我只希望她健康快乐就好
Okay, so my future daughter I just want her to be healthy and happy
然后贾玲就跟她说下辈子咱俩必须还要做母下辈子英文可以说
In the next life, next life、yeah.
In the next life、
yeah.
We still have to be mother and daughter、
right.
是必须的啊好那今天我们跟大家分享了这一部电影让很多人笑中带泪啊、真的能够以一个不同的眼光看自己的妈妈看自己爸爸的一部电影我们两个在北美还没有机会看那观后感很希望大家在留言里写给我们 And most importantly Tell us about your mom
Yeah, we'd like to know
Tell us about your dad
Tell、
right?
us about anyone you want to tell us about
Tell us about what they are like as their own people
Right, right The sacrifices they made
是我最后特别感谢我的爸爸妈妈但今天因为这个电影是 Hi Mom My mom listens to my show、她不常告诉我但她有的时候讲一句话我就说哦，那是我在节目里说的、我最后想说就是我妈妈前面说她之前在医院工作嘛，然后她其实是一个 She was a very drivencareer woman 她很热爱自己的工作然后想做更多吧但是因为我十几岁是初中我父母就一起做决定让我出国留学但那个时候很小 so my mom had to quit her job to go with me and take care of me 我觉得我自己很长一段时间其实也没有太多想妈妈这个 sacrifice 然后直到我开始工作然后有自己的事业现在我越来越觉得 in some ways 就对我妈妈来说是很不公平比如我现在我很喜欢自己的工作但是我为了孩子我是不是愿意去放弃所以我就很感谢我妈妈然后我也很爱他好今天节目就到这儿 Guys, we'll see you next time 下次再见
Alright, bye guys